Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Get it in with Kanzi. He's an artist coming up here. He's from the Twin Cities, and it's gonna go down tonight. We're gonna do a hot interview. He's got a hell of a tour coming up. I don't know much else to say. I'm just telling y'all, it's gonna go down tonight. We're gonna get into it, but you know how we do it. This is the night we give y'all some hot new music, all kinds of things. You dig? So, all right, so before we get into some of this hip hop music here coming up in just a little bit, let me go ahead and start it out with some R&B, something sexy. This right here is a remix. You know, we got the hottest independent artists, the hottest remixes anywhere. You're going to hear music you ain't heard, you can't hear nowhere else, but we're going to get it in tonight. So I as we get ready, the interview Kanzi coming up here in just a bit. Like I said, I'm going to slap this little, I don't know what I'm going to play up next. You know what, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and slap some R&B at y'all right quick. It's a remix. But we're going to get into this music coming up. Stick around. Big episode interview. Kanzi. Oh, I don't know what to say. Coming up soon. Check it out. Here's some hot new music. Remix. This right here is some monstrous R&B on a Monstrous Monday. Eric Bennett, Tamia, Sunshine remix. Some of y'all are like, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, I did. Rock with me. We gonna knock it down. Getting ready for this interview coming out. I even got Joseph Paul. Oh, I'm telling y'all, big things. Minnesota radio. Uh-huh. Monsters Monday. E-Monster. Let's get it. Ooh-wee.
There were times when I wasn't sure that we were gonna last beyond the sunset, babe. But after years, it's clear we were meant to be. But something's been lost along the way. Remember times we just laughed for no reason at all, and all those feelings of anticipation. We've grown accustomed to life without living at all, but something went wrong.
Monsterous Mondays, right here on Monsterous Radio Live. I'm just DJ E-Monster. So, like I said, we got the hottest upcoming artists all up in your face. We got the hottest remixes, all that stuff. So let me go over here and jump over here and open it up to my newest family member of the Monstrous Radio Team, JT Joseph Paul. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's good? You know, it's your boy Joseph Paul, a.k.a. the Vocal Beast. Just, man, loving the Monstrous Monday. Just kicking it, waiting for Kanji, do the interview, let people know what's going on. But I'm just kicking back, you know what I mean? Let the king of radio take over the show, you know what I mean? I'm just here to add a little ambiance.
right. A little eye clicker for the people. You dig?
A little bit.
Right. So, hey, bro, I don't see myself as a king, but, you know, some people would say I am because I've been here so long. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's a good feeling, you know what I mean, when somebody that you used to look up to tells you you did a good job. Like, I see you, bruh. I see you, fam. You doing your thing now. You know what I mean? And one of my family members I used to look up to, I mean, like, you know, like you used to have that family member, whether it was an uncle or brother or cousin or whatever, you used to think like they was anything but God. You dig? They said something, that's the truth, because fam said so. You dig? I talked to one of my cousins like that today. I used to so look up to this dude. He was like, fam, you're doing your thing right now. Keep doing it. I tuned in from your first show. I can hear your progress. You're doing big things. So, you know what I mean? That's a good feeling, bro. That's a good feeling. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know what to say. I guess I feel so happy. I just had to tell the world. You dig? It is what it is. But hey, I mean, have you like had a family member was like that? Somebody you just looked up to? You know what I mean? Like there was nothing wrong they could tell you at all.
I mean, there were some people in my life as far as like family members. Like I'm pretty much the only like musically inclined like person in my family besides like my cousin, but I mean, me and my cousin stuck together. We did a lot of music and stuff like that, and we kind of fed off each other. So we gave each other compliments, kept each other motivated and going. And yeah, I kind of know what you mean, yet, but I kind of stood tall. Like, I'm like, no, I'm like, this is me. I'm going to be me. This is how I'm going to do it. This is, you know, but it is what it is. And I just, you know what I mean? I just wake up every day and I'm just blessed. You know what I mean? Because I feel stuff. I learn stuff every day. And it's like, you know, one person did tell me that if you wake up and you learn one thing one day, like every day, you're doing progress. You know what I mean? So if you wake up and learn something new every day, you're making progress. That's what it is. And yeah, I'm just blessed. You blessed me with the opportunity to be a part of the Monstrous Radio Team. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, glad to have you, bro. You know what I mean? You are definitely spreading your feathers around here, showing your work and all those type of things. Cause we got some hot interviews coming up here real soon. We'll talk about some more here just a bit. I'm going to slap on some more music, another track, and then we come back. We'll talk about that in just a bit. I'm glad you found that out at a young age, you know what I mean, to stand strong and be yourself and be like, this is me, you dig? Because I was like 29 when I realized that about me and my cousin. It is what it is. So check it out. Here's all the people out there that got people, family members, friends, that shout you out and be like, hey, homie, you did that. Check it out from the Twin Cities. This is DB the Rasta and Lil Boosie. It's called Did That Remix. Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Monday.
Did that. Yeah. Old school cut it sitting on 26 white red candy paint. I did that. Feet line by the Houston. I did that. Kill these in my yellow. I did that. Best man to jump on 25 bands. So you know where a nigga about to spend. Of Atlanta, I did that. Compound Saturdays, I did that. Quarter 50 bottles at the mansion with my AMG niggas, motherfucker, we did that. Buying out Linux, I did that. Mega City Mondays, I did that. Me and Big Bro Swan got a handful of ones. Next to Rocco in the club, we did that. Fuck two bitches at one time, I did that. Get here while I drive, I did that. She asked me why I never wanna fuck no more. When I tell her, cause I already did that. Beat a couple cases, I did that. 10 bands on a lawyer, I did that. If your chain gets snapped, somewhere in the Midwest, call me, I could probably get your shit back. Hermes belts, I did that. Cuban link chain, I ain't did that. Rather had a moon cut, charm princess cut. Cause too many of these rappers out here doing that. PVS diamonds, I did that.
First class fights, I did that. Being broke is not an option, you ain't even gotta ask. Who started that movement? I did that. You name it, I did. If you want it, I got it. If I got it, you know that it's good. I've been there and done that. Had this shit before rap. I swear to God, that's on my hood. These haters, they hate me. No ifs and maybes. I'm checking the bag like I should. With no muscles, I flex. I'm thumbing through a check. No matter what I spend, I'm good. Whoa. S550, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red candy paint, I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Trevor Room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's, took him 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
Got rich, touchdown, I did that. A-Town compound, I did that. I'm boosted badass, I'm a ratchet ass, niggas all a badass, triples, I hit that. Real music, I got that. Stop that. Since I came home, they holla pop back. Everything I drive, I can drop that. Ripping my side, bitch, I'm bout that. In Minnesota, I got the soldiers, I got the streets, how to get it, nigga. Go ask a little nigga, they gon' tell you. Ain't nothing fucking with boosted boo. I done did it, acquitted, not guilty. But they say I did that, bitch, you need to mind your business. Come on, nigga, kill rag, yeah. We ball on yachts in Jamaica. I did it, I'm straight from the hood. I made it to C25. Well, I lived a long life. Heartfelt music, I did that. God bless me, that's just kickback. Nigga, run up, he gon' get that. Bow, that's your issue, I did that. Pussy,
S550, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red candy paint, I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Trevor Room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's, took him 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
Yeah, Monstrous Monday, DJ E Monster and Joseph Paul, right here.
Woo!
So I always talked about, hey, ain't that hot, Minnesota? I'm just
bro. I'm gonna tell you like this. Like I know DV personally, and I met him when he was first grinding with Get Money Assassins, and I've met him. I've met him at the Super USA on the East Side, and he was letting me know that he was about to do big things. I didn't know he was gonna take the steps he did, bro. But he's been killing it, bro. And he's a good humble dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, we had an interview booked with him. Something happened and he couldn't make it. We're just glad to hear that you know he was okay afterwards. But yeah, we had him booked to do an interview with us right here on the show. Hopefully, sometime in the future we can reschedule that and get that to happen again. But DV, there's a lot of artists from the Twin Cities that are really, really doing some big things out there. Like another guy that's doing big things. I'm going to book him for an interview here coming up pretty soon. OG Grip. You dig? He's the one that's got that song with Scarface out there. If you're from the Twin Cities, you know who I'm talking about. Scarface.
I believe he shot the video. Yeah, I believe he shot the video down in Atlanta with Scarface, too. I believe so.
Yep.
Oh, it was in Houston, yeah, because Shawnee Mac is in that video.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of the squad was supposed to be in that video. Yep. Matter of fact, when I talked to him, he was like, if you ain't in my next video, get it, so I'm going to be in the next OG Grip video. Definitely Monstrous Radio and our entire staff. Get it. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the other artists from the Twin Cities. You know what I mean? That have either been icons or are doing some big things here in the TC. Just putting it on for the whole state of Minnesota. Just making that Midwest music sound just happen. You know what I mean? Who are some other people that we got coming up?
Bro, we got tons, man. We got I feel like this is like everybody says, like, oh, this is my year. And I just want to let everybody know, like, man, this is Minnesota's year, because we got a melting pot that's just about to blow. We got, you know, we got Mac Irv that's killing it. He has a man, he did a track with Tory Lanez called Kitchen. Has a video on MTV. We got Mr. Mayhem that just dropped Gangster Grills with what is it, Position of Power with Mr. Gangster Grills DJ Drama. We got Dima Cass. I mean, he set up his own tour in Japan, and now he's bringing it back here. He's doing big things. Kay Allen, he's a part of World Class Entertainment. We got, man, it's just going House Mix Entertainment. Like, we got Brandon Trayvon. We got, you know, Silas Montez. They're doing big things. Man, there's so many artists that are really Jarvis 3Bs. We got Lyric Marid. Carnage the Executioner, Pioneer, St. Paul Slim, Pioneer, Mastermind, Pioneer, Rhymesayer. I mean, we're home Rhymesayer. Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I just feel like this is our year, because we've got so much talent. C4, Kevin and Sharon, like they got a nice movement going. I just feel like we're ready to go, man. We're really ready to go. Avery Matthews. Man, I could go on and on and on. Nate Millions, like, man, there's just so much. Dookie, he's another artist that's going hard. Like, man, I could go on and on. We just got so much talent, and we're just ready to go, man. I feel like this is going to be, like, we're going to be the next, like, New York, Atlanta, California, but we're going to be all in one state, because a lot of people from different states come here. And I think that's how we're, like, I consider this like the musical melting pot, because we have a Midwest flow, and everybody knows it's a, like a Twista, you know what I mean? Like a Do or Die, Crucial Conflict kind of flow. That's a Midwest flow. Mm-hmm. But then got a lot of New York cats coming in. Yeah. Oh, bro. Mm-hmm. Another one is S. Madison. Like that's another dude that's doing big things. Marks,
humble.
We got, yeah, very, and Marks and I actually got, you know, he did a song for his mom, you know, fighting cancer, and he blessed me with giving me the hook, and we shot a video for it. So I mean, that's going to be coming out soon. I got a lot of projects coming up, and you know, we got a show on the 22nd at the Poorhouse. I mean, and that'll be like my first time performing at the Poorhouse this year. But I had 6 performances at the Poorhouse last year alone. So, and the Poorhouse, I mean, if I could name people that, I mean, Future has performed there, T.I. has performed there, MGK has performed there, like Fetty Wap has performed there. Like there's a lot of artists that performed at the Poorhouse, because it's a legendary spot, you know, and to be able to be on a stage of, you know, yeah.
Now, I was going to say, one more big artist. I think another 2 big artists I heard performing on that stage before. I heard Joseph Paul performing on that stage. He's pretty big. And that dude, E-Monster, performed there before. My bad. Go ahead. Continue. My bad.
Oh, you dig. No, that's all good. No, but you know what? I'm going to say like this. You know, a lot of people come up to me and they're, you know, they always tell me good job and great voice and all that. And I think it's just for the simple fact is music is changing. And the thing is, like, I understand people that are coming up and it's different. You know what I mean? Back in the day, people were rapping like Crucial Conflict and Twista, and everybody's like, oh man, that's the it. But it's now everybody's sounding like Future or Drake or Migos. And I think we really need to value the music that people do that don't want to change. Like Carnage the Executioner does not change. Desdemona does not change. You know what I mean? Lyric Marid does not change. Mac Irv does not change. You know, Dima Cash does not change. And it's like, we really got to value this. And I think that's why, you know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I want to keep R&B alive. You know what I mean? I want to keep, you know, obviously with the new feel and original music, but I want to keep like H-Town, Boyz II Men, New Edition, Jagged Edge, you know, Shy, 112. I want to keep that kind of era like alive in the 2000s because I think that music was very influential as far as like women having self-worth, women believing that there's a gentleman out there. And you can see the difference in how women act today than what they did before. You know, back in the day, they felt valued. They felt they had self-worth, and they felt like they could, you know, conquer and do anything. And now it's like the music that's out today. It's like, you know, they wake up and feel like a side chick. They're like, wait, am I the side chick or am I the number one chick? Or, you know what I mean? And me being married, it's like, I've been married for a long time, and I would never think about doing anything on my wife, you know what I mean? Like that. And it would be bogus for me and fake. Yeah, it would be bogus and fake for me to go out to the club to find a side chick. When I go out to the club, I'm either networking or I'm supporting or I'm performing myself, you know. And I'll mingle and you know sign whatever they need me to sign, or you know, like I have my clothing line out. I'll, you know, sell my clothing line. Some people want me to sign the shirts and stuff, and I'll do that, no problem. And some people want hugs or pictures. That's cool. But at the end of the night, I go home to my wife. I go home to my son, and I think that's what sets me apart from other R&B artists. Because now it's like the R&B artists, like The Weeknd, man, he tripped me out, bro. He seriously tripped me out. Like, I'm like, man, this dude can sing. This is great. And then he's like, I'm an R&B dude, but bitch, don't get it twisted. And I'm like, wait, bro, what did he just say? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you never heard like Boyz II Men talking like that. You already know when Mike got on the microphone and Boyz II Men said, yeah, baby, it was, it was done, you know? And like, and another great one, like Usher. I mean, there's so many influential people. I'll even put Justin Timberlake in that category because of the fact that, you know, I'm going to give him credit because of the fact he went from a genre of pop. He was considered the pop music, you know? And when he teamed up with Timberland and created his album, created his sound and his style, it was completely different from what he was doing with NSYNC. It was grown man music. Instead of Ice Cream Parlor, it's now kicking it in the VIP, popping bottles. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but he kept it clean, and he kept it real. You know what I mean? Like, I give Justin Timberlake a lot of credit because of what he did. But like Genuine, Tank. Like, that's the kind of music that I want to bring into like 2017, because I just think that music is had so much influence, not only being like a baby boom music, but you know what I mean? Like, but the thing like, the music has quality. The music has content. The music has volume. It speaks volume. Because it really shows how we should treat women. I'm sorry.
I just get
worked up about
it all at once. Right. I see. We gotta take a little break. Take a little music break. Go in there. And we'll come back and we'll talk some more with it. So we're gonna come back, talk with JP about real music until Kaz G get here. You dig? But it sounds like JP. Or sorry, I keep saying it right. Joseph Paul, you dig, this the homie, y'all. It is, but I got to say his name right on the radio, so, you know, we do this right. Joseph Paul, you dig, when we come back with him, he can talk more about the lovemaking in R&B. You dig, he talking about he trying to bring that back. That's what it is. He must be trying to bring child support back. It is what it is. When it gets sexy, you know how this right here is Cut Up Things and Ali. This is called Go First. Ooh-wee, I wonder what he talking about. Monsters Radio, live.
Keep your eyes on me. All I wanna do is go. keep your eyes on me.
Music out there. Monsters Radio Live. Monsters Monday. Kurt Cobain. Yali. Call Go First. I'm just DJ E Monster. I got Joseph Paul. We waiting on Kanji to call in. Big shout out to Breezy F Baby. She's listening in. She says she's liking the vibe, loving the music. Also, we're doing, you can check her out tomorrow night right here on Monsters Radio. Takeover Tuesday. As we interview Bishop, that's right, for Mob Out Wednesdays on Exclusive Radio. He's going to be here, so make sure you tune in for that tomorrow. But all right, but for now, let's go back over here and talk with Joseph Paul, you dig, the lyrical beast, Mr. R&B himself. So we're talking about the lyrics, the love game in, you know, the music industry, how for a minute everything went to, let's keep it 100, you know, a lot of music start going to the top. It is what it is. They started everything was like a stripper song. Shake your ass. You dig? You a side chick, and I'm going to take pictures about it. And a lot of R&B people right now are trying to take the game back. They're bringing that love back, whether it's Tyrese, whoever, whatnot. So that's what we're talking about now. Joseph Paul's talking about the lyric, the love part of R&B. You dig? Well, I would have to say, well, you know, I mean, that's cool. As long as it's about love again, because I'm going to be honest. At one time, it got kind of boring to me, all the heartbreak. That's the only part I don't like about R&B. Sometimes it'd be so much heartbreak. What's up with that, all the heartbreak?
But, hey, but you know what, though? I will say this, like, being a songwriter and being a singer at the same time, it's like if you haven't went through something at that time, you know, back in the 90s and, and like, the early 2000s, it was like, a lot of people were going through heartbreaks and a lot of people were going through, you know what I mean? Like different situations and difficulties and, you know, baby mamas and stuff like that. And it's like when being a songwriter, you got to write something to make it relevant so people understand and relate. Cause if people can relate to what you're doing, you know, I mean, for instance, on a rap side, Eminem, you know, is considered one of the greatest rappers of all time. And the reason why is because, He talked about something that no one wanted to talk about, but everybody could relate to. And he got his pocket. And when he got his pocket, and especially having a producer like Dre, I mean, he was on.
We're talking instantly. About something like putting your baby mama in the trunk.
Yeah, I mean, not
messing with you, bro. I'm just messing with you.
Well, no, I'm just saying
bad.
We ain't talking. We're not talking about the west side of Chicago. But no, I'm just kidding. But No, I got love for Chi-Town. Just want to let you know I was with love with WGCI Power 92. So I just want to throw that out there. I got love for Chicago. I lived in Chicago on the west side, actually. I didn't go out past 6, but I love Chicago.
Right.
But I was like, oh, it's 5:59. Damn, I can get that tomorrow. It's cool. Right? No, I'm just saying. But no, the whole point is, like, you gotta make music that people can relate to, whether you've gone through it yourself or you're writing about another person, you know, what they go through. So it's like, if you go through it yourself, you can make the song more heartfelt. You can make people feel it a lot more. And I think that's why, you know, in the 90s, there was a lot of heartbreak, because that's when that whole infidelity crap started going, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, all those artists are coming up. Like, but I mean, to me, like, if you want to personally mm-hmm. ask me, like, Boys to Men, to me, are by far, like, the one of the greatest R&B groups to ever hit the stage,
mm-hmm.
because you could play any Boys to Men album back to back, forwards, upside down, however you want to do it, and I guarantee you're not skipping a song. No matter what album it is. And that's the same with, like, Jagged Edge, you know, H-Town. They had a few hits, you know what I mean? But Jodeci is another one. Like, they really put self-worth into women, and that's kind of what I'm doing, because, like, I want to let people know, but not only just women, but men too, you know, because there's a lot of men out there
mm-hmm.
that feel, you know, their self-esteem or feel insecure and stuff like that. And I just want to, you know, let it know it is 2017, but yes, you can have a marriage, you can have a family, you can, you know, do this, you can grind, you can do whatever you want and feel comfortable about yourself. Like, when I go out to the club, like, I can tell when people are with people, but they don't want to admit that they're with people when they're out in the club. It's just the way they move. They move, you know, they're, you know, shaking a little bit. They look like they just look nervous, you know? And it's like, I can go to
mm-hmm.
the club. I can go do my performance, give my hugs, sign what I, you know, autographs or whatever, and just head out. 'Cause I know I'm not there. You know, I am there for the people, and don't get me wrong, the ladies and the gentlemen, because that I do the music, you know what I mean? But at the same time, my wife's at home, my son's at home, my family's at home. The whole point about it is, like, me, like, how, and I can't hate on the next person. I can't hate on how they do or how they conduct themselves or anything. I'm just, you know, being observant. But I put it like this, like, worry about yourself, do what you need to do, do what you feel you need to do, no matter what genre you sing or no matter what genre you rap or whatever whatever you play instruments. How can, this is a message to everybody. You know, I see a lot of artists are like, oh, I'm way better than him and this, especially with this Soulja Boy Chris Brown stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
uh-oh.
There should be no beef. There should be no beef anywhere, though. There should be no beef anywhere, because how can you hate on something? How can you hate on someone if you're doing something you love? You know what I mean? Like, how can you hate on the next artist? How can you, if you love something and you love doing what you do, then just love what you do and do what you do. Don't worry about the next person, because the only person you're in competition with is with the person that you look in the mirror at.
Right.
And
well, I'll say
that's
this part.
That's really it.
Right. I'll say this part, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. I want to talk some more about this Chris Brown and what you call it. But I think, honestly, kind of partially as an artist, I think it comes down to selfishness and competitiveness. You dig? Like, instead of, like you said, just accepting an artist. Because I think that's what it is. Everybody's so caught up in trying to be that better than everybody else or da-da-da. Just every artist, just be yourself. Because you are an artist. Can't nobody paint a picture like you. Let your picture speak for themselves. You don't have to walk up and say, oh, I hate a Van Gogh. Why? Because he make noses too little. You dig? Just let
yourself
and let the next person do it. Because, you know, that's like one thing, like, I really hate these people out here be trying to steal dreams, because it this affects me. But, you know what I mean? Like, I say, when another person tells another person, stop dreaming, just because it makes you feel some kind of way to see them doing something that going beyond where you think they should be, because you say, oh, your pastor, this or that,
that's selfishness and that's just hatefulness. So you can't really listen to people like that because they're just envious of where you are. You dig? They're like, oh,
you but then you got those
because you're too old,
right? But then you got those stalled cars. You know what I mean? Like those stalled cars where they just, oh, I dream about doing this and I dream about doing that and I dream about doing this. If you just keep dreaming, to me, the word dream stands for don't really expect anything more. All you're doing is dreaming about something. You're not really doing it. So I call them stalled cars. You know what I mean? Because they and you just got to get away from you got to get away from that negativity for real. You just but you don't
right.
hate on them. You just like I told you, you know, like we talked on the phone before and it's like, I've never burned mm-hmm. bridges with anybody in music because if they come up to me and they're like, hey, Joseph Paul, I'm going to go do a track with Eminem tomorrow in California. Cool. Go do a track with Eminem tomorrow. I wish you the best. You know what I mean? Even if, come on, I know it's mm-hmm. not, you don't got 50 G's in your pocket when I saw you get off the bus with the transfer. So I'm just saying, but I'm not, but I'm not going to hate on you. You know what I mean? I'm going to just wish you the best because that's all I'm trying to do.
and,
you know what I mean? And these people talking about going to get the bag, they go get the bag. They go get the bag. I don't understand that, bro. I saw you get a McDonald's bag the other day, but you ain't riding nothing. You ain't doing nothing. I'm not trying to hate on you, but I'm just saying, don't be fake about what you do because if you be fake about something, how do you end up expecting real results? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're
or
fake with the watches and the yeah,
yeah.
everything.
Or
the gold chains, the clothing.
Hang out with
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean? And then they yeah. I'm sorry. I'll just stop right now. We'll go to the break.
<All right. laughs> yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and slap this break in here. And like I said, we'll come back. We'll talk a little more. Remember, people, if you want to call in and talk, 424-243-9649. You dig? You kind of press 1 to talk. We're just waiting on Con G to check in. So, all right, check it out. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and slap one of his tracks right quick. Twin City artist Con G, check it out. This is his outro. It's called Rough, Monsters Radio, online radio with the Roar. Let's check him out.
Get it, man. It's our year. It's our year, man. 2017, man. Minnesota. Don't get drowned in my wave. Stand up. Let's get it. If you're getting money, what's your sport? Con G. I be balling out the court. Con G. I used to sit on the bench. Con G. Now I'm balling out the fucking court. Let's get it. If getting money was a sport, I'd be balling out the court. If a nigga wants to smoke, have my brothers bring the torch. Smoke a nigga ass out like a pack of new ports. And I ain't worried about the beef, yet I'm worried about the pork. And I don't fuck with you pigs, and I don't fuck with you boys. I'm a little ass guy, but I'm among people voice. I've been broke all my life, I'm just trying to switch course. I didn't turn into a savage, I ain't had no other choice. I'm just saving for a horse, yes, I'm talking about the Porsche. Getting pussy wasn't a problem, I ain't never had to force.
Nah.
I'm just trying to make a way. Had to build my own door. They didn't know me back then. Now they all on your board. It's that coke flow like a fucking pod on the stove. Drop the ice, make a lie. Turn it right or fucking snow. If you lie, you gon' die. Long nose, Pinocchio. You a pussy ass boy. I'ma call you Camito. Split your hair wide open like a fucking cantaloupe.
Rah!
Y'all not ready for me, man. Minnesota. Deal or no deal. Let's get it, man. Love or no love. Love, and it's fakes and real. Keep it 100, let's get it, man. Let's get it. Con G in the building. It's Con G, baby. Rah!
Matter of fact, I forgot that one was a short. It's just a snippet. So, all right, so I'm going to wait to spin some more of his music for, you know, him to get here. But hold on, man. Let me go ahead and put on some Bishop. Right quick. He'll be on here tomorrow. So let me go ahead and get some of this right quick. But hey, while I go ahead and find this track right quick, Joseph Paul, why don't you go ahead and tell people how can they connect with you on social media?
You can follow me at on Facebook, Joseph FOCHT. You can follow me on Instagram at Joseph Paul Music. You can follow me on Twitter at Joseph Paul Music. You can call if you're in the Twin Cities and you're listening right now. You can contact me on Facebook, inbox me. My response time is within like 3-4 minutes. You can come get tickets from me. I got a show January 22nd at the Poorhouse. Tickets are $10 through me, $20 at the door. If you want VIP, they're $50, but $25 through me. That's just my friends, family, and support discount. $25 will get you upper seating. You can come kick it with us, the artists, when we go on, after we go on. And then on top of that, you get to have a buffet ticket on top of that. So you get, you know, get your buffet on, watch a good show. There's going to be many, many other artists just besides me. Like, there's going to be an artist named Hayes. And if you look at my page, he's actually wearing my Joseph Paul clothing on his video, which I appreciate. Let me see. There's going to be Jackie Santrell. There's going to be Brandon Trayvon, Silas Montez. There's going to be King Tut. Like, there's going to be a whole bunch of artists, and we do showcases. We don't do club nights and get all crunk and turn up, or, you know what I mean? We actually do showcases, you know, bring some A&Rs out here and try to get people signed. You know, in the soda or out of the soda, it doesn't matter. You could still be in the soda and still be signed to a major. And right now we're working with some majors, so it's just it is what it is. And music is not guaranteed unless you make sure it is. So if you practice your craft and you wake up every day and feel blessed that God gave you a gift, and you want to invest in that gift and not do it like I said, if you do it fake, if you do your whole career fake, don't expect real results. But if you do it at 120%, you'll get 100% out of it.
Right. So that's right. So
and you can follow me. And one more. And you can follow me every Monday night on Monstrous Radio.
That's right. Online radio with the Roar. So, yeah, make sure you get a hold of him to get them VIP tickets. You can hang out with us. Monstrous Radio, we will be in the VIP. I will have my camera with me. So make sure you get a picture with us so you can tag it on your Facebook, all that type of stuff. And I'll be giving away shirts to the people that tag their stuff with us in it on their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You dig? So like I said, I'm going to slap this Bishop track on right quick. And then when we come back, let's see. I don't know what we're going to do. Matter of fact, I got to play two now. All right, well, I got two tracks to play. I'm going to play this Bishop, and then we'll see what I'm going to play after that. So rock with us. We're just waiting on Kanji to call in, so we're going to see what's up. Maybe I have to reach out to him. So, all right, here it goes. This is Bishop. He'll be on tomorrow. Check it out.
Yeah, man. I thought I'd go ahead and get you all a little sneak, a little 16 joint, you know what I mean? See where I'm coming from. All right? Bye. Lyrical poetry flow, Christmas Day phenomenal. What others watered down and follow trends, that's nothing I would do. But I understand this culture's reaching for acceptance. The music that they subject to nowadays I can't respect. What happened that have this substance? Lyrics that had a message. Bars linked with the hook coming together, creating the essence. Those cats ain't even rapping no more. They rather chant on the track or ramble our words in no direction at all. I'm appalled by the lack of respect, cause nowadays it's rare to find talent for trash, collecting a check. I guess that's why I stay indie instead of being a clone. Having full creativity and keep it moving alone. Try to educate these ones anytime that they seek it. Give a history lesson of the five elements just like the seat. I'm on the center like a quarterback. Call him Mr. Rex because I'm going in for the win. Hip hop, they get my corner. I'm not just spitting, I'm just stating facts. True student to the game that's been lost. It's time to bring it back. My passion is never ending. You can tell when I write with infinite versatility, grinding and gaining strikes. Filling the trenches till my mission's completed to get it right. This be the realest shit you heard in your life.
What?
This be the realest shit you heard in your life.
That's right.
Looking like someone to fuck.
as I walk up in the spot, all eyes on me, cause they know I stay a fish, I can't hide my G, and they know your boy when it's his birth, a go-getter, if it ain't about the money, he rocks, I get rich, my intentions are being great, I'm coming across now, so I hit up the big homie, we setting up shop clowns, here's a joint you can bounce to, go ahead mommy, work something, twerk something, that's your man, I'm sorry, but you looking at me like you got some plans for that, even your girl in your ear like we can handle that, I think it's quite entertaining, but ain't got time for that, get your man put in the yoke, so tell him to fall back, cause I'm here to have a good time, pop a few bottles, order a few shots, take pics with a few models, once a DJ play this joint, I'm guaranteed to win, then it's off to the next spot to do it again, huh? Yeah, man. Yo, you already know what it is. Mob Out Entertainment, Buddy Boy Entertainment. Your girl look like she up to something. Tell him, man. Now is it me, or could it be my bad boy demeanor that got your girl all stuck every time that I see her? Lucky I ain't got the time today, but I bet if I acknowledge mommy stepping up on the lay. You know the game, little daddy, I'm just keeping it real. You posted up like you a man, but she like...
Not for real.
I peep game, so I know the drill. You're like the lobby that wants to walk into the room. It's time to party, cause she ain't got me wavy, living a good life. Absorbing all the attention while sifting through blurred lines. New bull on the block, grind hard, no stopping it. Ladies brush against me cause they sizing up the cockpit. Niggas always hate me cause I'm on my ish. Got the ladies taking selfies, yelling.
My about bitch. These
lanes are lactose intolerant. Stay on the dummy mission. That's why mommies want this vitamin D in all position. You know what I mean?
So hey, so I'll check out, try to find Con G. I got some more hot music for y'all. Check it out. This is Jay Bree. It's called When I'm With You, Monstrous Radio, R&B.
So I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone, cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma beat it surely. I know you had a door key, I know it's going down. When I'm with nobody, just me and you. Just in the night, you know I'm coming. You got them Vickies on you, show it. Got you mine, so I show it. Don't tell me that you're all alone, cause I've been waiting for you to get home. So you waiting for me, and I'ma be there surely. I know you had a door key, I know it's going down. When I'm with you, 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 you,
Yeah, you know we keep them hot new artists. This is Jay Bree. So if you want to get a hold of, hold on, bro. If you want to get a hold of any of these artists, make sure you hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com. I can get you connected for booking, whether it be for collabos, DJs. You need them service packs, radio connects. You need those service packs, interviews and things like that. Connect with me and I can make that happen. So I was just waiting on Kanji to get over here to do this interview. So just remember, people, 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 to talk. So what's up, Joseph Paul? What was you going to say, bro?
I was just going to throw something out there, too, because I'm collabing with a lot of artists this year. I just want to throw this out there. Jay Bree is a very, very, very talented young artist, and he just signed himself to his own label down in Atlanta, Georgia. And 2017 coming is going to be a Joseph Paul track featuring Jay Bree. Just to throw that out there. So it's gonna be old school like meets new school. It's gonna be something else, man.
Mhm. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
6-1 over there. We see y'all. So what's some other things that we could talk about, you know what I mean? Well, from what I heard from Kanji so far, you know, I've been watching his pages and everything. He's got a lot of things going on, you dig? You know, he's got a lot of shows coming up. He's got some coming up at First Avenue. He's got a lot of shows coming up. He's really putting it on for the Twin Cities, trying to go heavy. Mad respect to him, you know what I mean? You know, I'm just proud to see a lot of Twin City artists starting to really come together and really, really do big things. I'm not saying that we haven't always been on big things, because I have to say we had like a golden age about 5 or 6 years ago. But, you know, right now a lot of people say we're going through time and, you know, we're going through growing pains, as we would call it. But I think everything's starting to come back together. You know what I mean? A lot of people like to fixate on saying people don't support each other and things like that. I think we do. I think people are just more selective on who they join up with and do things. But I think the Twin Cities, we do have our own sound. Like I said, it's very diverse. This is one of the only cities you can come to that, you know, and find some hip-hop from all different flavors of hip-hop, different flavors of R&B. You can find some rock, some metal, some neo-soul, spoken word. Drill team,
some reggae,
all these kinds of things. Yeah, reggae. Oh, our reggae scene is just phenomenal. I'm just saying. Big shout out to Kiwi Dread and Rise Eternal Fire. So yeah, I mean, it's live here. It's live here. But I think just the thing we got to do is we got to stop the stuff with. Keep it 100 because I don't know how to do nothing else. The fighting at the club. That's what's scaring the people from coming out. You dig? When they find out about the club got tore up, it's because of this or because of that. So I think us as promoters, as artists, as management, in the entertainment field, I think we have to do something to combat that. That's one of the reasons why I love going to the Poorhouse. Like last time I came and seen you and Brandon Trevon, there was no incidents. There was no drama. Everybody was there supporting each other. All the fans were open to everybody, buying everybody's music. Everybody went home, had a great time. You know what I mean? But I think us as the promoters, as the artists and things like that, that's what we have to ensure these fans, so we can get back to that golden era that we was in before.
Absolutely. 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 And that's the thing, like, that's why our showcases, we like our showcases. We do them 6 to 10 because we don't, you know, we don't want to get crunk. We don't want to make sure, you know, by that time, by 10, 11 o'clock, people are so drunk, they don't even know who goes on stage. They're just clapping and taking pictures and Snapchatting and Instagram, and they don't even know who the hell they're Instagramming or Snapchatting, you know what I mean? And it's like, our shows, we want to showcase the talent, you know what I mean? Because there is, like House Mix Inter- Studios, House Mix Studios has an executive producer that's, first of all, world-renowned. So many plaques in the industry, it's ridiculous, and he only works with, you know, artists that he feels that could be shopped, and that's the talent that we have on stage when you come to our showcases. Like you actually see real talent that's at that plateau, that's about to like scoot up to that next level, you know what I mean? and that's why we want to focus on the music. And, you know, obviously promoters know that when you get a bar, you got to make sure the bar makes so much and, you know, you get the mm-hmm. door and all that. But at the same time, we want to make sure people are comfortable and they enjoy themselves watching, listening, and indulging in music. You know, it's so cold outside of Minnesota, but we got some hot ass talent on stage.
Real talk.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to, you know, I love singing. I love singing. That's what I do. And I love a stage. I love, you know, performing for people and I'm not gonna, and I started up performing in clubs that had like 5 people show up, you know, could be janky promoters or whatever. I ain't going to say nothing, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 5 people show in the club and then it's like 15 people. Then I've rocked with, I've rocked with Little Flip, Jay Holiday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Bone Crusher. I did Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tech N9ne, Chris Calico. Like there's so many mm-hmm. artists that I've done like many tours with, and I've seen crowds up to like 1500, 2500, but it's like, you got to rock. The way I see it though, is like, I noticed myself rocking harder at those shows. And it's like, you know, what artists have to do is no matter how big the crowd is, you rock that shit like it's the Grammys. You know what I mean? Like wow. You rock it like it's the music awards, no matter what. Because if you're in a club and there's only 15 people in there and you're rocking that show, you never know who could be in there. You someone's car could break down mm-hmm. and they could be, let me go in here and wait for the tow truck. That person that's waiting for the tow truck could be an A&R for Arista Records or Atlantic Records, or you never know. And that's, you know, right. I had a situation that happened to me mm-hmm. where I didn't go as hard as I should have. And I didn't realize who the person was because I've never seen him outside. And I missed an opportunity, and I'm going to drop that name too. I missed the opportunity with Teddy Riley. So I know what it is to, you don't recognize mm-hmm. people when they're out.
Right,
you see them on TV
right.
and you don't really, you may recognize them, but you don't exactly picture them being out in a public scene. Like, you know, the Red Sea or Mall of America or whatever. And you got to be on your P's and Q's and dot your I's and cross your T's at all time. This is your craft. This is what you want to do. Be serious about it.
Hey,
you have 5 people in the crowd, you rock it like 1500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say that's a perfect example. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, don't get me twisted. I love seas of crowd seat. I love to rock a crowd, a sea of people. You dig? But sometimes when you can get those smaller crowds where only be 15, 20 people, sometimes that's when you can make that really, really, really diehard fan. Why? Because you can jump off the stage and hit every last one of them. Right in their face. Boom, boom, boom. Do your performance. Boom, boom, boom. Look right at them. Get them involved. You know what I mean? Now, if you're in a crowd of 3,000, obviously you're not going to be able to take yourself out there. You know what I mean? But sometimes use those little crowds to your advantage, to, you know what I mean, to make them a more dominant fan because you can get close to them.
Right. But I will say this, though. Remember that last show you were at of mine, and I still went out into the crowd.
Oh, huh. Yeah.
I don't care, man. I want that, like, you know what I mean? There's a difference between sexual intimate and emotional intimate. You know what I mean? Like, emotional intimate is what you can throw at you and your fans. Sexual intimate is what you mm-hmm. should keep between you and your significant other. And I like that emotional intimate. I like to do that. So I don't care. 100, 200, it don't matter. I'm coming off stage and people are going to surround around me. And the next thing you know, they're going to be like, man, this dude is so humble. He did this and this. And I don't care because people got to understand you are an artist. Yes, I understand that. But you're just an artist. With your supporters, you become an entertainer. And people need to realize that you're just an artist without people. Mm-hmm. But when you have people to support you, you're an entertainer. And what you need to do is entertain the people that support you.
Boop.
So we're gonna let that one marinate on your brain for a minute. So, all right, so like I said, we were just waiting on Con G to get here, but you know what? I'm gonna spin his other track. We're going to see what he's doing. I'm going to try to reach out to him again and see if we can give him a little bit of more time to get here because I do got other stuff to do. So, all right, let's go ahead and check his track out right quick. We got quite a few people over here. Nobody quite pushed one yet to go live. So I don't know if some of y'all can't reach the you know, the buttons because you caught the little short school bus today. And no, I'm just going to stop before y'all start hanging up on me. Con G.
They got
radio live.
You got alligator arms.
Somebody, huh? Something.
The thought of being bumming, I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night. The thought of being bumming, I can't sleep at night. The thought that I was Ricky, but I keep that pipe. The thought of being bumming, I can't sleep at night. The thought that I was Ricky, but I keep that pipe. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a kill out, what up? Pull up on your bitch, like shut up. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a kill out, what up? Pull up on your bitch, like shut up. Pull up to your bitch, like shut up. The thought of being hungry, I can't sleep at night. Now I feel like that when mom and dad fight. Better clean that kitchen up, pour some Sprite. A Minnesota cold, you can add some ice. I got a foreign chick, but she's Snow White. I got the trap house booming all damn night. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. Tell these hoes to turn up. Tell the DJ turn my song up, Minnesota turn up. The thought of being a bummer, I can't sleep at night. The thought that I was Ricky, but I keep that pie. The thought of being a bummer, I can't sleep at night. The thought that I was Ricky, but I keep that pie. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a kill out, what up? Pull up on your bitch, like shut up. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a pull out, pull up. Pull up on a kill out, what up? Pull up on your bitch, like shut up. Pull up to your bitch, like shut up.
All right, so it's Con G right here on Monsters Radio Live with an underground artist above ground making quakes, and I forgot the rest of it. Anyways, let me go over and see who we got over here on the line. Don't judge me, y'all. Just pray for me. It is what it is. Let's see who we got over here on the line. They push number 1-561-381. Who we got on Monsters Radio Live on a monstrous Monday? Hello.
Oh, what's good? This is Bishop, man.
Hey, what's good, Bishop?
What up, what up, man?
That dude has bars.
Oh, huh.
Yo.
Just calling in the show support, man.
I've been checking out the show, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, go ahead and tell people how they can connect with you, because we got you on tomorrow. But still, you might as well tell people how they can connect with you tonight.
Yo, y'all can pretty much, you can Google me, William Bishop Graves, B-I-S-H-I-P-G-R-A-V-E-S, or find me on Twitter, Bishop974, Instagram, Bishop420, you know what I mean? Hey, let's work, man.
Hey, if you need that R&B hook, let me know.
Oh, man, I'm always looking for talent, man. I collab with anybody as long as you're serious, you got your paperwork together. Look, man, let's make classics. I don't make hits.
Absolutely, I appreciate that. I'm gonna do exactly the same. You know, Ernest. You know, Imasha don't hire no fools. You know what I mean? So, I'm down to work at any time. I'm down to work. And you need that R&B? Let me know.
I got you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for male and female R&B vocalists. You know, I got a project. Well, so I'll tell everybody about all that tomorrow, man. You know, I don't want to get into it, you know what I mean, today. But you know what I mean? I got some things going down, man. You know, I'm going to need some people. You know what I'm saying? If you're serious, man, you hit me up, man. Let's work. You know what I mean? Straight
Absolutely,
up.
Bro. You got bars, bro. I can't do nothing but respect you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I mean, I got a passion for this, man. You know what I'm saying? For the love of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Right. So So you guys will find out tomorrow. Also, Bishop has his own show. It's Mobbed Out Mondays to come out.
Monday.
A little bit
yeah.
Time before.
It did. Yeah. Matter of fact, it comes on right before your show.
Yeah, I was just going to get it. It comes on right before us. So make sure on Mondays you check his show out, of course, and then make sure you tune in to us. You know what I mean? So then you'll be revved up and ready to go over here at Monsters Radio. But, bruh, tonight, y'all was wildin'. Y'all was wildin'. Y'all was
wildin'. Man.
They started talking about the rappers.
For real. Yo, I couldn't do nothing but just laugh, man, cut up with them. I mean, I don't normally do interviews on Monday, but I will do interviews for people on Mondays that do want to come on my show and be interviewed. But, man, that was crazy. You know what I mean? But, hey, they kept it 100. They kept it 100, and that's what I like. It's we have an unscripted show. Yeah.
Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead. Unscripted show.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm just saying, we got an unscripted show, so you never know what's going to happen. That's why it's called Mob Out Mondays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it caught me off guard when they started talking about why these rappers look the way they do. Oh, my goodness. Talking about these single mother rappers. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I ain't know what to do, man.
Yeah, it killed me when he said with the pink hair and pink flip flops. That just threw me over the edge right there, bro.
In the wintertime. He said in the wintertime. Oh, yeah. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. We got Bishop on the show tomorrow. We're also gonna have Breezy F Baby. She's gonna be here with us. It's gonna go down. You can find more about this guy, the things that he's got going on between music, entertainment, radio, all kinds of things. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. He will be here. He's here tonight showing support, so he'll be here tomorrow. Make sure you tune into that. And also, on Wednesday night, we got Mike D. Cole. Some hot R&B. He's got some stuff. Like tonight, Joseph Paul was talking about empowerment to women. He's got some nice empowering music. Y'all got to check him out. He did some stuff that was a charity. Your day is going to blow y'all mind. You're going to be like, what? Average artists don't do it like this. So make sure y'all tune in the rest of the week. We got Bishop tomorrow. We got Mike DeCole. Who knows what else we could have the rest of the week. So make sure y'all connect with us all the time, monsterusradio.com. So I guess we can go ahead and do some shout-outs and stuff like that. I don't think Con G is going to end up making it. So we want to do some shout outs and stuff like that and just go ahead and jump up out of here.
Absolutely. I'd like to give a shout out to DJ E Monster. That's what I want to give a shout out to, just for always keeping it real, playing the music that needs to get heard. And, man, bringing people on like Bishop, bro. Cause I did check up on Bishop, bro. And that dude's got bars. That dude has bars. Like man, more bars than Nestle and Alcatraz put together. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, dude, he's got bars. But I'd like to give a shout out to Scooter Boy, my boy Scooter Boy with the dope cut clay. Shout out to everybody supporting Monsters Radio. I'm just blessed to be a part of the team. You know what I mean? I'm so energetic. I'm like I don't even know, man. I'm like 10 pounds of caffeine inside of a 5-pound can.
Nope. Oh, jittery self. Oh, jittery self.
I could hit him with some vocals if I mean it's up to you though. I mean, I could let him, you know, hear a little vocals if we still got time.
We're gonna go ahead and let Bishop do his, because I'm telling y'all heard him earlier when he said he liked to sing. He not joking. He be calling me, setting up the interviews and stuff. I be answering the phone. He be telling me hello. I be talking about what's up, what's going down, bro. Be like, what?
You think you
me, dog? I'm going to call you back.
Why you make me sound like Adele when I call you every time? Like, hello, can you hear me?
I know I didn't try to do it like that.
That's just how I came out. You know I can't sing, bro. I try to hit a whole different note. I just whoa.
Would you say short bus with a helmet and a visor so you stop licking the windows? You said pray for me.
Right. And the guy got a taser. Bishop, you got some shout outs, bro. Help me.
He said, definitely. I'm gonna put up a little bit, and I'll do it like this. Let me see. If you see me walking down, let me know. No, I'm gonna get that door. Money always makes me go round. I know I'm never touching down. So I gotta go. I know I'm never gonna let me go. I'm going down. So I know I'm gonna let it go. Baby, will you let me do what I do? You know I gotta come through. I'm just
saying. Okay, bro. There you go.
My bad. Hello. No.
It's all right. Hey, check it out. Like I said, we're about to end the show because we weren't for sure if the interview was calling in. So, hey, let's go over here. I got somebody just tuned in. Just hit the one. So let's see if this could be our interview for tonight. So let's check on it right quick. 239-440. We got announcements for your live. Hello.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, BGF, baby. You know how to call in and say what's up to everybody.
What up, Breezy?
That's what's up.
What it do? I'm sorry, you guys. I sound horrible. I got a cold, but, yo, this is what we do. I heard y'all talking to Bishop. Mm-hmm. Yo, it was a crazy show. Y'all's show's amazing. Yo, you got mad R&B skills. For real.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I really appreciate that. What I say on Facebook the other day, I said, Breezy F. Sneezy.
Yes. I was like, no, he didn't.
What?
You lucky you didn't get the Miami side of me, but I was like, you know what? I'm not in the mood. I'll laugh it off with you.
it's all love, though. You know what I mean? I just have fun with life.
I was like, let me not, you know, because I was like, you caught me on where I was just not feeling good. So I was like, okay, let me brush that one off.
She just had to bring that up.
I'm up. You already know. You know. Shoot. But yo,
it's all love.
Salute to you, Monster, for real. You know, salute to you as well. Yo, I didn't even realize you had, you know, mad skills like that.
I hope Bishop thought so too, so we could do a track together.
Oh yeah. I'm his manager, so we gonna make it happen.
Hey, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to hear. I just love singing, and like he has his heart for hip hop. I got my heart for R&B. I love doing what I do, and I praise God every day that he gave me a gift like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
and
that's
then,
what's up.
You know,
we definitely
gonna put a nice song together. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, hey, we're definitely gonna make all that stuff work. All that stuff happen. And just remember, everybody, when you listen to the shows. To get everybody's information, if you miss any of it, you can always run back to archive 24/7, 365. Either find the links at Blog Talk Radio or just go to monsterusradio.com, show links, and you can find everything there. So, all right, any last thing you want to put out there, Breezy?
All right, y'all could catch me actually on Facebook, Breezy F Baby, promotions. Or you can catch me on Twitter, which is Breezy_F_baby. And IG is the same thing, Breezy. And it's Z-I-E, you guys, not Z-Y. Just had to put it out there. And also catch me on Wednesdays, exclusive Wednesdays. It goes down. I just changed the time to 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. And plus we have our 24/7 station on Radio Anonymy. You guys go check it out, exclusive jams. We be playing all kinds of indie artists, breaking tracks 24/7 for y'all. So, with that being said, yo, salute. It's nice, you know, we linking up, and y'all stay tuned. It's 2017, new year. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's right. So, all right, make those connections. All right, seeing that Joseph Paul, I was finna play something else on my way up out here, but then he done did some singing. He done changed the whole mood. So, all right, I'm a lady by the name of Carrion Singh. She did an interview with us. Go back, check it out. She's doing really, really big things. So, all right, tune in tomorrow. Take over Tuesday. We got Bishop on the line. We'll have Breezy F. I can't even say it right. Breezy F, baby. She will be on the show tomorrow as well. I'm trying to do too much and get out of here at the same time. Get it? So, all right, carry on saying. Monsters Radio Live.
What's that? It's your girl. Carry on saying. And you can find my music at Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud. You can also hear more of Carrion Singh music with my music plug, DJ E Monster, on Monstrous Radio, online radio with a roar. KS, baby.
Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Musik, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.